Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Four people robbed a Bloomingdale's in Washington, D.C. and got away with more than $4,500 in designer handbags.
Well, I think the real news flash is Bloomingdale's is still around.
I did not know that either.
I'm like, Bloomingdale's, they go back in time?
All right, it feels like everything else is closed.
They use a DeLorean. I'm going back to 1955.
Then they hopped in an SUV, sped off, but they didn't get too far before things slowed down. The problem was they were making their getaway on a D.C. interstate at 5 o'clock.
Oh, you don't go anywhere.
On a Friday.
Yeah, ride a bicycle, do better.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
You're probably done at 3:30 over there.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to bring a Snickers. You're not going there for a while. Yeah.
This wasn't very well thought out.
No.
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 You see one person going, okay, whose idea was it to do it this time?
Right. Someone saw the opportunity and no thinking was
Did
involved.
Did someone check Waze before we...
We had to take this road, right?
That would be the getaway driver's responsibility, correct?
I would say so.
I think collectively...
Whoever's driving the car.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he should get more time.
Right. Right? For being a dumbass.
Yeah.
You know, this is why you do like a dress rehearsal.
Right. Or at least you case the joint a little bit. Say, okay, you know what? Not a good idea to go on this road at this time of day. But is there ever really a good time of day on that road?
I guess it tells you they're also not locals. They don't know the area very well.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right. I'm surprised they found a Bloomingdale's.
The police were able to comb through the vehicles to catch up with the crew. They pulled their vehicle over, apprehended all four thieves.
Yeah. We've seen all these people looking really guilty, holding a bunch of designer bags.
Now, I just picture rush hour traffic, nope. And you're kind of going through the different cars and
nope.
different people with
nope.
different backgrounds.
Nope.
And then you see four guys with, like, ski masks on just sitting there, like, looking at their watch.
Right. Hey, man, it's cold, huh?
The driver's really, really nervous. It's like the beginning of that Everybody Hurts video from REM. They're all just sitting in traffic. Everybody hurts.
Or you know when those helicopters, like, look from above? High speed chases. It's like these cars are going like 4 miles an hour.
Right. And the cops are walking between the rows of cars up onto them.
That's their chase. They're on segways.
That one officer on the bicycle is like, my time to shine.
That's right. You guys laughed at me. Watch this.
So they apprehended all four thieves, recovered the stolen bags. The thieves are charged with grand larceny, conspiracy to commit larceny, and larceny with intent to sell.
And complete stupidity. That should be a charge. You were just too stupid.
Well, we talked about this with that show 24, because there are many scenes in the different seasons in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. is just gridlock.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And it would have been funny to see Jack Bauer just get stuck in traffic. Right. And like the whole episode is him just sitting there and you hear, doot, 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 doot. And they could go off and show other storylines, but then they go back to Jack and he's like 1 foot up the road.
Right. He's pressing on. Come on!
Yeah.
Come on!
He always talks like he's out of breath.
But the person he's chasing has two cars up.
And he calls Chloe.
Oh, AJ, that's funnier. They just split the scene between the two cars.
The two cars apart.
The one guy's just looking at his rearview mirror.
Right.
Come on! You know, idiot thinks to get out of the vehicle.
That'd be hilarious. The car in the middle, like the guy's just sitting there, like eating his oatmeal or something.
These two seem really pissed.
What am I in the middle of here?
Right. This guy's yelling at me from behind. This guy's yelling at me from the front.
Eventually, the show 24 just becomes about a guy getting home from work.
Yes.
The following happened between 6 and 7 p.m. Come on!
Next headline. Man wearing shower curtain robbed Lincoln liquor store. Let's go to Lincoln, Nebraska.
All right.
A man donning a shower curtain robbed a liquor store. Happened around 12:50 a.m.
Oh, my God. It's curtains for us for certain.
Why aren't they open at 12:50 a.m.?
Why is it wearing a shower curtain?
A man wearing a hoodie, a mask, and a shower curtain over his body.
Describe what he was wearing. It had a bunch of little ducks with raincoats on it.
Was it raining? What?
Walked into a puddle.
entered a Mum's liquor store.
Okay.
Mum's a word.
The man pointed a gun at an employee, demanded money, according to police. He left the store with an unknown amount of cash.
First, he pulled out a rubber ducky. Wow, hold on.
Right.
That's the wrong pocket.
Right. Wait, that's a loofah. Hang on a second, right?
He smelled like suave.
Coconut.
Later on, officers recovered the shower curtain.
Nice. Get back to his owner or what? There's three rings missing.
An investigation is ongoing. They did catch this guy.
Right.
He got away. The shower curtain caper.
Look at that.
Well, he didn't pick rush hour traffic to escape.
No. That was the main thing.
Stunt or stupid?
I think this one's both.
Yes, it is.
It's shock the slow guy.
Yes.
It's a game with four handles, and it'll play music, and when the music stops, you have to be not the last one to press the button.
Right.
Last one to press the button gets zapped.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm going to be not the last person.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I hate this. I hate it.
AJ, not the last person.
Why? It's not fair.
I think he was the last person.
I got hit in his hand.
Not the last person,
AJ. But the thing is,
AJ.
What?
Be faster.
I am faster. I tried being faster.
That
stupid game.
Creepy, isn't it?
Yes, it's very creepy because I don't know when it's going to friggin' end.
It is ominous.
Which one did you get shocked with?
My right hand.
The right.
My right hand took it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when it goes right through you, too. I felt my elbow. Stupid game. I'm just glad I'm empty right now. Otherwise, we'd have a problem.
Oh, man.
I would have Ruth play, but I think this thing would blow her up. She's so small.
Hey, did you get a perm?
Be interested to see what happens to her hair. Wow.
That's too long.
Hey! God damn it! Same hand!
Same hand!
I don't like this game at all!
That one really made you wait.
I like it. That was a lot of music.
It was!
And I think the psych out is there's so much music, you just start...
Yeah, you become complacent. Lunch.
Yeah.
Lunch, life.
Focused.
Life. How you don't want to get zapped. All those things came to play.
The game was smart. This next one would be like a quarter of a second.
Hit in the same hand again.
What happens if you press the button while the music's playing? Do you get zapped?
I don't know. I don't want to find out.
If you're too early?
Somebody else test that. No, I got zapped twice.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No, Paul, dude, you're a guest.
No, I don't want to do it either.
Oh, come on. I got zapped twice already.
All right, I'll try it.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
So the answer is yes.
Wow! That is powerful.
Yes, you will be zapped.
I don't want to play anymore. That is powerful.
This is dumb. This is a dumb game.
This is a dumb game.
How much was it? I'll pay for it.
I'm going back over my...
Oh, wow, that's it. One time gone.
Right. He popped his wire. He popped the wire, man.
Wow, that was it. Once was enough.
How much did this game cost? I'm going to buy it right on my truck.
Whoa. Phil, you want to play?
Did you put batteries in that?
The batteries are brand new.
You wouldn't think the batteries would produce that much of a zap.
I'm saying, are they too big for the game?
That hurt my arm.
The only batteries that fit in the damn thing.
That is painful.
Yes, it is. I got zapped in the same arm twice.
We're playing Shock the Slow Guy. That's what we're calling it.
Yeah.
The game's called Lightning Reaction Reloaded.
Yeah.
Phil's got some recordings of the last round.
God damn it!
Same hand.
I really enjoy the sound of you in pain.
I noticed that.
You scream in pain, and I'm like, ha, ha, ha.
You're beside yourself. Ha.
You should make that your ringtone.
Wow, I really enjoy hearing you scream in pain. I apologize for that.
No problem.
Wow! That is powerful.
Yeah, you flew backwards.
The game ended right after that.
Oh, that last one was me?
Yeah. That was you, yeah. That was the end of the game.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I keep saying, God damn it, I get zapped twice.
Same like, hand. Same hand is the best part.
Yep. Comedian Paul Taro's in, and he hasn't been zapped by this thing.
No, he has unzapped.
Not, he seems very calm.
Thankfully.
Right. Yeah.
A couple of things with this game. One, it says you can adjust the level of shock.
Oh, okay.
From zero to electrifying.
Okay, so what?
Can we check and see what level that's on?
Barbecue.
Yeah, it's on barbecue.
It's all the way up.
It's all the way up. I figured.
Okay.
Yeah, just leave it all the way up.
That makes sense.
That's the way to play.
Exactly, of course.
If you're not going to die, why don't you just have it all the way up? All right, so then I look at the box, and I think this is a telltale sign that this is worrisome.
Banned.
Is that the warnings are all in different languages.
Oh, wow. They're making sure no matter what language you don't do this.
Well...
In French and
there's
all
no
stuff.
English. This is from probably countries with no OSHA, no lawsuits.
Okay,
they probably don't have lawyers.
Yeah, they probably said, don't do it in English. That's
there's
stupid.
Just too many people over there trying to find ways to kill people.
Right. Overpopulation.
AJ starts talking backwards tomorrow.
Right.
And then they're like, well, we told you in Chinese.
Right. Mandarin. Hi! God damn it! It's like I'm doing kung fu right there. Hi! Put a board, break a board.
Yeah,
we should grab that and then play it in
Kung Fu Fighting.
Ain't talking about love.
Oh.
Hey, hey, hey!
Hi, hi. I feel good.
I found an English version of the warning.
Oh yeah.
Warning, this product emits an electronic shock and may interfere with electronic health equipment.
God damn it!
This product should not be used by persons with pacemakers, heart problems, epilepsy, or any other similar or related illnesses.
Oh,
do not use if you are pregnant.
Well, now
keep out of reach of children.
Actually, I encourage that part. You'll never touch it again.
So what do you want to do?
Hire some children to play this game.
What do you think?
But
nobody wants to pick it up again.
Wow, nobody wants to try.
It really hurts. It really.
Yeah.
Well, I already got zapped twice.
Hi!
We were knowing my reaction.
We didn't get the left hand yet, though.
It should be a different person. Now doing it, like say a show producer with a beard making bars.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
Hi!
It's cold.
Hi!
Really,
moving his arms.
I'm really nervous. I just had surgery. What the hell?
We should read these warnings before we play.
We probably should.
Yeah.
So you're back for a fifth time. What happened? I played this goddamn game.
Yeah.
All right. I'll come get zapped if it's going to make you happy.
Yay.
Oh, I think AJ should do it one more time.
I'd be elated.
Yeah.
I'd be elated watching Phil get burned.
No, do it one more time.
Oh.
All right.
Do the left hand.
Yeah. Do your left hand.
Hang on. Let me just double check all the work down here, okay?
Make sure it's still in place.
Yeah. Take all the metal out of your pocket.
All right.
Hate this game.
Yeah. Put your mic right over to the game, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That music is terrifying.
So you can hear it.
It is terrifying.
That's how they should get people off the stage at the Oscars when they're speaking too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the whole podium just electrifies.
Exactly. The whole stage just...
There we go.
I hate this game. I hate it.
You got it.
I hate it.
You got it. You got it.
How much was it? I'll buy it. I'm going to run with my truck in the parking lot.
I don't know what you just said.
I just hate this guy. I just know I'm not going to like what's going to happen next. I just know it. All right. Here we go.
Hit it. Just hit it. Just push it.
Push the button.
What are you waiting for?
I'm playing the game.
You're the only one playing. You're going to win.
You got to press the button.
I'm pressing.
Oh, what happened?
He didn't compete against anybody, was not the slowest.
Maybe it broke.
Oh.
You got to hit it during the music.
Pull two handles out.
But then I'm going to get zapped for a second. I don't want to play this game no more. Oh, this game sucks. I don't want to press the button.
Just do it. Let's get it over with.
I don't want to press it. I don't want to play anymore. I really don't want to play anymore.
anymore. I don't like this game. I want to run into over my truck.
I have never seen AJ quit.
I will play. I will personally run it over. Hi! And I will love every second of it. Hi! Here we go. I don't want to do this. Ah, crap, man. Okay, ready? Hey!
Okay, somebody else play now.
We're out of time.
Stunts or Stupid.
Let's talk to NFL agent Joe Linta, whose client is Joe Flacco.
Hey.
Did we see Joe play his last game?
For the year, yes.
That was good.
Have you had a conversation with him since the game?
Yeah, it was just, he's a pro. He's mature. He gets it. Browns, in their case, I mean, you guys wouldn't know this, but it was like a mash unit. They were missing their two safeties. They, at one point, they were playing their sixth offensive tackle. And when you get down to that bottom of the barrel on the offensive line, boy, it's tough. Excuse me. And they were missing their guard. He went out in the first quarter. Their Amari Cooper, their best receiver, got hurt. And it was really tough. And they were very good in the first half offensively. But Stroud from Houston he was on it, man. That guy's a star in the making for sure. They were really good. Cleveland's defense was a big disappointment. They shouldn't give up 24 points in the first half, but, you would know about that watching the Cowboys game.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep.
So what's the deal with Flacco? Does he have how many years does he have left with the Browns? Was it a one-year deal?
Well, yeah, we purposely just did 1 year because he wants to play at least two more years. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, nobody questions his age. Joe's moving around pretty well. You could see in the game,
he looked great.
He did throw a couple balls in the first half. They're just head shakers in sense of, like, how did he fit the ball into that mailbox from 25 yards away? But those picks are a result of he was trying to throw the one ball out of bounds, and he got hit when it got picked. And the other one, the guy made a great play, jumped the route. There was fourth down and jumped the route, and Joe didn't get it there fast enough. So, he has a couple balls he wants back, but his play overall the last 6 weeks clearly warrants, starting job somewhere in the league. And, if the Browns don't want him back, or if they do want him back to play, backseat to the other guy, I'm not sure that he's going to want to buy into that.
Oh, so he wants a starting position. Where do you think he might end up, if not in Cleveland?
I don't know. It depends. There's a big coaching carousel going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, so that has to settle down first.
Sure. Like the Patriots obviously need a quarterback. Nobody's talking about who the GM is in New England. So there's a lot of moving parts. And it's early. You're not really a free agent until first week of March anyways.
And how about them Cowboys?
I tell you what, of all the games the weekend, this is the one where, I don't bet on football games, but if I were, that's probably the one I would have bet on. How do they not beat those guys by 10, 12, 14 points? And it was really a blowout from the beginning, yet at the very, very end, if you made it to the end, they actually had a smidge of a chance at the end. They
had enough time.
Yeah, they ran out of time. But
I've seen Montana. I've seen Brady do it.
Yeah. Certain quarterbacks to do it, yeah.
I don't know, Montana, four touchdowns in about 6 minutes. But if they had scored the last touchdown with like a minute to go or 50 seconds or whatever, and they get the onside kick, I mean, oh, my God, that would have been the story of the NFL existence, really.
But that would put Dak Prescott into that conversation with Brady and Montana.
Yeah.
That they're very good under pressure, they never give up, and you can't count them out to the last second.
You just can't start playing when there's 6 minutes left. You can't ignore the first 54 minutes of the game
right.
to play, up until then. But Jerry Jones was just seething up in the press box, and I think I'm sure Jerry will be calling you guys later to order one of those shock machines.
You can have it. I'll give it to him.
I mean, that's the biggest laying egg I've seen in years. I mean, it wasn't just like close game lose. I mean, it was a blowout. And the quarterback, the two guys that really impressed me over the weekend were Houston's quarterback and Jordan Love last night for the Packers.
Man, they came out with confidence.
Yeah, really. And one of our guys, Darnell Savage, had that pick six in the first half. Real proud of what he did. And that was a good game for him. But the Packers are going out to San Francisco now, and you got to think, like, okay, same deal. San Francisco is going to win by two touchdowns. But, boy, it just shows that
– it's a whole different conversation now.
Yep.
Yeah, anything can happen, and the NFL just loves the parity. They love the fact that some of these downtrodden teams are kind of emerging now. It's really great for the ratings.
It's funny. I was watching the game, and I thought, well, if they win today, they lose next week. So we get, you know, if we're playing for one more week.
Exactly. You're ahead of schedule.
They weren't going to get through the 49ers.
Right.
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
Well, they were, I don't think they would have played them. Well, it depends on who won. They may or may not have played them.
Right. What do you mean?
Lowest remaining seed goes against the number one seed.
Gotcha. Yeah, these are the things I don't know. Yeah. I was just like, well, if they win this week, they lose next week.
Yeah, to me, a seed didn't take out your weed.
I'm being trained here. You know, we expect to lose in the playoffs. Right. Well, I say we, ball. They. Like, we as fans
I like pumpkin
expect
seeds.
They will lose. Yeah.
No, when they win and they when they lose.
Right.
Well, no, I never act like that. I remember, you know, hearing the Patriots fans walking around saying, hey, they hate us because they ain't us. I'm like, I haven't seen you on the sideline. Oh. I haven't seen you
with a
ball.
Where's your clipboard?
Yeah, please.
Where's your headphones?
And then, you know, the conversation about Belichick going to Dallas heats up.
I don't know if that is something that can coexist. I mean, I know Belichick is really praised. Jerry Jones and his kids over the years, and there's a mutual respect for sure. But Bill wants to order the groceries, cook the dinner, and be in charge. And to have a guy who for 24 years has been completely in charge and almost like a dictator the last 15 years, to go down there and be subservient to not only Jerry Jones but his kids, who are getting much older now, I don't know if that's a fit. I think he would be more inclined to go somewhere like Atlanta, where Arthur Blank is sort of a hands-off owner until something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Very hands-on. To give him complete control down there. I would think that's what he would want at this stage of his life, but I don't know. Who knows?
NFL agent Joe Linta on the phone. You think there is – what do the Cowboys need to fix that problem of just collapsing in the playoffs?
it's really hard to say. It's like a curse almost. And
yeah.
Because – You know, like Cleveland and the Dolphins also, they were missing so many players. And one of the successes of the playoffs is how healthy you are. And Cowboys had no such excuse because they had everybody there. So it's just they probably overlooked the Packers. Like, okay, they're thinking about the next game, and they didn't execute. And once things start going downhill, they really went downhill. You could see he and the receiver, Lamb, were kind of arguing, fighting on the sidelines a bit, and they weren't in sync. And their offensive line is really good. I mean,
yeah,
really good. And they were all intact. There was no injuries, and they still couldn't really run the ball. Green Bay's, that's one of the bigger surprises I've seen in the last number of years. I mean, not the fact so much that they won, but how they dominated. You just didn't expect that at all.
How cold was it at that Chiefs game?
I didn't watch
it because it was, you know, you had to stream, you know, pay to stream it.
Yeah, ain't doing
Peacock.
That.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
No.
You know, you're sitting there on your couch in 69 degrees with a bag of chips beside you, and you're like, oh, that's a great game. And you just don't have an appreciation of -7. I mean, I walk outside and it's 35, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't take this.
Yeah.
And there, you think about -7 with a wind chill of -30, and, you know, everybody is like, oh, they have hand warmers and the benches are, heated. It doesn't matter. If you guys remember, and AJ would probably remember this, so about 25 years ago, poor guy Corey Stringer died of heat stroke at the Vikings facility.
Yeah.
They made great changes to how camps can be run, et cetera. Until something happens with regard to the cold, somebody loses a foot, somebody loses a finger.
The ear falls off.
I'm surprised fingers weren't shattering off the hands of the receivers at this game.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, the quarterback, so, oh, he's got gloves on. Have you ever worn a golf glove in 0-degree weather? It doesn't do much,
right.
Really.
Yeah. Maybe a heated ball would be good. They'd want to catch it.
Even the kickers, AJ, since you mentioned that, you could see they were not booting the ball real hard. Like, they were trying to kick it on the ground even. I think the ball just felt like a cement block.
Oh, it does. It's terrible on all fronts. And I can't imagine some of those people in the stands. How about a couple of idiots there, shirtless guys trying to show off? And you just wonder how much they've been drinking to do that.
I heard the suites, the glass just fogged up, and people in the suites couldn't see the game.
Wow.
Like, they had to kind of, like, keep rubbing the window.
Right, make a little happy faces.
I'm sure Taylor Swift's people had their own de-icing machine that they brought with them to the game.
What's that deal with Peacock now? Is this going to be is this what we have to look forward to? We're going to have to subscribe to Amazon Prime and Peacock, and it's not going to, we're going to have to pay different sources.
This is ridiculous.
To watch games?
It's a great money grab by the NFL, and there's a lot of pushback now because they've got Congress on their side, and there's a couple of congressmen that are bringing this up, and I don't know if it keeps going that way. I could see isolated situations, like, look at Amazon. You know, they got through there without any kind of major earthquake in terms of pushback.
Most people have Amazon Prime, so it really wasn't a big stretch, I think. Right?
Yeah. I mean, NBC got the contract, so it's like, okay, let's move on and make some more money by making people subscribe to Peacock. But I don't know where this is going, actually. I mean, you can make a case where, every game in the NFL, save for maybe your local game, is going to be like that. And if they take the local games away, then it's really going to be the end of it, the apocalypse. But it's all a money grab because it's a goose that's laying a lot of golden eggs for a lot of people. There are so many people that are rings outside the game itself. People like me that make a living off of this. People in media, fantasy football, there's just so much money there. And you look at the ratings. It was something like 80% of the top-rated games or top-rated shows in 23 were sports football games.
Yeah. Right. Do we know the numbers on Peacock, how they did?
I don't really follow it up.
Yeah, I'd be interested to find that out.
Look it up.
I think I read that they did really well, which was surprising.
Really?
Like, I wouldn't. Yeah. Unless you're a fan of Chiefs or Dolphins, like, I wouldn't pay money to watch that game.
Seriously. Right.
It says they set a record, but I don't know what it would be up
against. But they
have
no record. Like, it's like, okay, well, if you do two viewers, well, that's better than the one you had, so now you doubled your audience. You could say that all you want.
You can.
The Hollywood Reporter says the first ever streaming exclusive postseason contest averages 23 million viewers.
Wow. That's incredible.
How much does Peacock cost?
It was $5 or $6 a month.
Yeah,
so times 23 million by six. Some of those people were already signed up.
Yeah.
But like me, I didn't know it was coming. I thought, I told Jennifer, I'm like, hey, we're going to watch two games.
Yeah.
Cool. We're like, yeah. And then during the course of the first game, they're advertising to watch the second game. You're going to have to do this. I'm like, get the F out of here.
I'm not doing that.
I'm watching a movie.
I'm going to get a life instead, damn it.
Ugh. Horrible.
Well, they're trying to make a buck off of it. And don't forget, when you subscribe to Peacock, you get reruns of L.A. Law.
NFL agent Joe Lintz is on. So Buffalo, they moved that game to today. And did you see some of the snow removal activity?
I saw that, but I also, last night, I saw a video of what it would have been like at game time, and I'm telling you, the North Pole would have looked like Miami compared to that. It was brutal. They could have never played a game in that. And today, it's still, I didn't see it this morning, but it's still snowing through this morning, and it's still going to be rough up there, I think. I mean, more so for people going to the game. And I don't know how the Steelers got there. You certainly couldn't fly in that last night, I don't think. So they probably went on a bus. It's about a three-hour drive.
Team of Huskies.
Yeah.
Mush! The UConn Cornelius out there.
That's a fun game. That's at 4:30 Eastern, right?
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Tonight, the swooning Eagles are playing the Bucks tonight.
I remember living in California for 3 months. The greatest thing about it was Monday Night Football. It's like 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
it was like 5:30.
Yeah,
you're sitting down at dinner. Dun, 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 dun. Right. Yeah,
this is awesome. I don't care if the gas price
all right.
is too high.
I can watch
football.
This. Go to bed and still wake up for work.
Woo!
All right. So, any predictions for the Super Bowl, Joe? Up until this weekend, Joe's prediction was Browns and Cowboys.
Yeah, you did say that.
I was just trying to make you feel good so we could go together.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I just canceled the Emporium Suite at Caesar's Palace for you and I, Chaz. So that's wasted money.
Well, I was going to go. You know, young Chaz lives there. We're going to stay at his house.
Nice.
Oh, I forgot about
Joe,
that.
You were on the couch.
Yeah.
I had my bed. Like, right. We're all set.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing like putting your guests on the couch. That's right.
Hey, at least you're in the building.
That's right. We're not paying the hotel money. What do you think now?
You still got to like San Francisco. This is going to be a great game, Packers, to see if this Cinderella story continues. But 49ers got it all going right now. And the other side, you got to like the Ravens. But, man, the way Houston played the other day, I'll tell you, they could be the sleeper team. They played a complete game, did a lot of good things. And when you have a quarterback playing well in the playoffs, and that's what got Joe his fame 10 years ago, there's no telling what could happen. But I would say the winner of this Houston Ravens game makes it to the end. And I can't see anybody beating the 49ers, although the Lions are on a Cinderella story last night. I mean, they showed people crying in the stands because they haven't won a playoff game since Herbert Hoover was president or something.
Yeah, because they all bet against it.
I love that
Sanders,
coach, too.
Yeah.
I love that coach goes for it on fourth and early in the in the first quarter. Right. I'm like, this is how football should be played.
It's Coach Cajones.
I trust my team. We're going to do it.
This is Detroit. We don't leave it up to fate here.
Fate doesn't
like us.
They call him Mas Huevos.
And think about it. The times he went for it, that was the difference. Yeah. It was a one-point game. That was the difference. They would have lost.
Yep.
All right, Joe Linta, NFL agent.
He's a great coach.
Really? He looks scary. And by the way, he's got to stop chewing tobacco. Like the bottom of his teeth, they're just brown.
Ew.
Like dark brown.
Ew. Gross. I hope that was tobacco.
All right, Joe. Thank you. YouTuber arrested for pouring buckets of poo over people's heads.
Oh, dude.
That's what he hates, a dude.
He's lucky arrested was the only thing that happened.
Yeah, I killed the
like
rest.
Like, murdered. Yes, murdered would be.
Murder!
Yeah.
Hell said murder!
Where was this?
It's a YouTuber. He's a poo-tuber. That's stupid, but I liked it.
No, that's good.
Poo-tuber. That's funny. Somewhere. It happened somewhere on Earth.
The YouTuber named Yannick has recorded several videos where he pours buckets of filth over people's heads.
Ah, that's
not cool.
On city trains in Brussels.
Oh, Brussels.
All right.
Yeah, the entertainment's weird out there.
Is the poop there different than poop here?
Yeah, it's more organic.
I would think.
Yeah, there's not a lot of like preservatives.
Yeah.
It's like pure poo.
Remember way back in the day, dog poop would turn white and just turn to powder.
It would.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now it just stays the same for 100 years.
Like a French fry from McDonald's. You can find a piece of dog poop that's exactly the same day it was made.
Like
McDonald's.
I
bought a car, and the car hadn't used it for 20 years. A McDonald's French fry in it looked exactly it just came from McDonald's.
Like it just came right out of the bag.
Yep, exactly.
You have to feel it to see if it's warm.
Yep.
And then you ate it. The videos are called
Double Chicken.
The videos are called Surprise Du Chef.
No.
And in the latest one, Yannick is seen mixing a bucket with different liquids, including caca de chien, which translates to dog poo.
Oh, no.
See, caca is enough for me. I don't need anything after that.
Yeah, caca works.
Caca is poo.
Yes.
And I guess the chine is dog.
Wasn't that dog named a cockapoo?
These videos are still on his YouTube page.
Oh.
That's wild.
Yes.
Yeah, they show him with the bucket, like walking around train tracks, picking stuff up. He's mixing it with like a water bottle now.
He's using his hand.
Dog poo and water. Oh,
how is
man.
YouTube not taking those down yet?
Seriously.
Right.
By the way, would you like to guess how many subscribers this person has?
At least 16.
It's funny because at the end of this story, I don't know, he's probably grown.
Okay.
But we had 300 at when the story was written.
It's 300? Not much. Yeah, it's not a lot of people. It's not like he's raking in millions of bucks.
I would think now he has more than 300, still 300, or where is he now?
It's under 1,000.
Okay.
It's 302 yeah, it's now. Like 7-something.
All right, well, wow. He doubled his audience.
Look at that, see? Worth it.
Well, he's got a lot of nerve calling himself a YouTuber with 300 followers.
Seriously. Right.
Yeah, he's just a regular
person. He's just a dude uploading videos.
He's just a tuber.
Paul Tarrow, a comedian who's at Laugh Boston Friday and Saturday opening for Paul Mercurio. Has 65,000 followers
See?
On Instagram.
See, not one ounce
that's,
of poop.
That's
one ounce
of poop. That's a Instagrammer right there.
That's class.
That's a
story.
It's class right
he's
there.
He's an influencer.
Exactly. How to do things right.
With all that, you do no Nick Cage impressions.
Like, so no. Actually, one of my videos, I'll send it to you guys later, is a Nick Cage video.
Okay.
Nice.
Good.
So I'll send that over.
I love the videos in the car where you just have these conversations.
If you showed up at a red carpet and saw Nick Cage, he would S himself thinking,
I'm here already.
It's like, I had a kid with somebody I didn't know about.
No, uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Nick
23
Cage.
And me.
Nick Cage, go back. Did I go back in time? And my old self showed up.
No, do you get that a lot?
A lot. A yeah. lot. Since I was a teenager. I was in Manhattan. I was in the train. And this guy was just staring at me.
And then he dumped dog poo on you?
Not in a good way. And yeah. I was like, am I in trouble here?
Right.
And he comes right up to me and he goes, anyone ever tell you you look like Nick Cage? I was like, thank God.
I was like, just now. Just now. I heard you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could easily be one of those scammers. It's harder now with social media and the
yes.
internet. But you could easily said, oh, I'm Nick Cage's son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They'd let you right in.
I'm Rick Cage.
Rick Cage. So anyway, so he mixes it. So it's dog poo, water, and then mixes it and then dumps it over someone's head.
It looks like if you're dead leaves or something in there, too. Yeah.
You don't mean Dick Cage.
And he's done this a number of times.
Yeah.
The surprise de chef.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of videos.
Yeah. And give him a surprise punch in the face.
Yeah.
Right. That's how his life is going to end.
Yeah.
He's just going to be beaten to death.
Yep, exactly. And I'll subscribe to that.
That's the video we want to see.
People do anything for some kind of fame.
Yep.
It is getting crazy.
It is.
It's also not even like a satisfying dump of the bucket. Like, if we're just going to get to the point of what he's attempting to accomplish here, like, it's not like we're following this guy around. We're watching him, like, knock people to the ground. He's like, that's the guy I'm going to dump the bucket on. The guy's sitting on the train, and he just pours it down the back of his head. You can see it's all down the inside of his jacket.
Oh.
Like, that's just...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's not entertaining.
No.
You feel bad for the person.
Nobody
and mad
wants
at
to
the
watch it.
Person you're this is why he doesn't have a lot of followers.
No. So nah. You do that to me, I'm going to reach into your mouth and pull out your spine.
I mean, that would be the reason to follow him. Is like, when will he die?
Yeah, when will someone kill him?
When will he lose teeth?
But no one's going to run the camera.
Yeah.
Like, the camera will be knocked out of his hands,
right.
And then you'll just hear the sound of him being beaten to
Maybe
death.
Maybe security footage will catch it.
Okay.
It's
right.
On trains
I'll
and stuff.
Watch that.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I'm down with that.
These videos do have thousands of views. I will say that.
I mean, he could be clever about it. Like, put it on the edge of a door.
Yeah.
Or whoever walks through this door next.
Like a booby trap.
Booby trap.
Yeah,
could be anyone.
Boom, like a
poopy trap.
Like a poo cannon, you know? Are we tired?
See? It only took us like 30 seconds to figure out a better way to do
exactly,
what this guy's
see?
Doing.
We could be geniuses.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.